Let's go now to the SDLP's Mark H. Durkin. Mark, sorry for keeping you waiting so long. Good morning to you. It's very sad when you hear this, because once again you think 2018, surely we have moved on, we have other priorities, and the thought of people possibly allowing their kids to be involved in this, it's just horrendous.
Good morning, Vinny. Yes, it is sad. It's very depressing and it's very distressing, particularly, I suppose, this week, which is supposed to be a hugely positive week for the city. We have Clipper yachts arriving here today for the start of our maritime festival. That's something that showcases the best of our city. Here we are on your show this morning discussing and the worst about our city. I would concur with a lot of what some of the previous speakers have said. I also attended the meeting this morning that Karen referred to. We had representatives from the DUP as well, from the PSNI, and from the community sector. I think it's fair to say that there has been a unanimous sort of disgust.
Yes, and condemnation.
On here, and we have been united in condemnation. And I think we're also united in focus in terms of quashing at the situation and ensuring that it's stamped out now before it goes any further.
Is there an issue between the link between residents and people that live there, or perhaps the people that are responsible for this and politicians? I know, you know, we talk about community workers sometimes, but that link, you know, every party is condemning this and rightly so, but that link between them and that message actually getting through, or do they simply just not care?
Well, sadly, that's something that's not exclusive to certain areas in Derry. It's not exclusive to certain areas in Northern Ireland. This is something that's a phenomenon. You do have disaffected people across these islands, and it's important that we do everything we can to reach out to them, to persuade them that what they are doing is wrong, to convince them not to go down this route. But it's also equally important that there are deterrents.
Yeah.
And that's why I would certainly echo the calls of some there as well for swift police response here in terms of arrest.
Well, do you think it's swift enough as it is at the moment, Mark? I understand it's not as clear, you know, we're not professionals in relation to policing, but what Alan Hutton was saying there, it doesn't seem as straightforward as just scooping them off the street.
Yes, I can understand that. And I mean, I made these very points at a meeting last Monday in response to the incidents last weekend. I feel if more had been done, or if the police had been able to do more in terms of taking some of those responsible off the streets, that it might have been a sufficient deterrent to stop a repeat of that behaviour this weekend. However, in terms of, I suppose, the difficulties of the police and of it, Alan has outlined them. Yeah. It is a difficult situation, just in terms of the physical layout of the area as well. However, that's why it's important that when this has happened, that the police are at least reactive in terms of identifying those responsible. I know they are examining evidence now as we speak. There's a lot of CCTV in the area. They had a helicopter out last night. I also have to say the massive drain, and Alan didn't touch on this, that this has placed them on police resources. We had another very serious incident in the city last night, and because the police resources were so focused dealing with this issue, it actually did hamper their response to it.
It has a real impact. Mark H. Durkin from the SDLP, thank you very much.